We are learning Maseches Vav Metzia, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting six lines from the top, Nun Beis Amud Beis. Omar Mar, we learned in the Braisa before that if you have a coin that should not be used, what do you do with it? You kavana, you make a hole in the middle of it, you hang it on your son's neck or your daughter's neck as a piece of jewelry. That's what you do with this coin. Raminu, Maseh Kashu Nun Braisa. It says when it comes to these coins that are rubbed out and should not be used anymore, lo yasen a mishko. You shouldn't make a mishko b'mishko. You shouldn't use it as a weight unless you change something about it. Lo yasen kenabengru toysev. Don't throw it between your scrap metal because, again, people might use it. Lo yikaven avitlan avitzava v'noy v'savavita. And don't make a hole in it and use it as a necklace for your son or daughter. So you see, klar, that you can't use it. What does the bride say? What should you do with it? Oh, you grind it up into a little sawdust. Or yatach, or you melt it, or yakutz, or you cut it up, or yachay amelach, or throw it to yamelach. But in any other case, you shouldn't use it for tzav and tzav bita. So what's pshat? Steer with the two brises. It depends where you make this hole in the coin. If you make a hole in the middle of the coin, then it's fine. But you make a hole from the side of the coin, so a ganev could take the coin and then smooth out the edges. And then reuse it as a seller. So therefore, in such a case, you should not make a hole in the side and make it as a necklace. That's also to do, because there, a ganav can get a hold of it and turn it into a coin. Now, shaken be'emsa, there is nothing you could do, and that would be mutter for that type of use if you made the hole in the middle. It said in our Mishnah, ad masai mutter lahachzer, until when could you return your coin and give it back to the person who gave it to you and say, herzachayin, this coin is not a full coin. So it says, b'krachim achiyira shulchani. In big cities, enough time they can show it to the shulchani. B'kfar ma'ar av shabbos ha'is. In the small cities, until Arab Shabbos, you go to buy the food, that's how you use the coin. So, freight the Gemara. Why over here do we give a certain share for big cities and for small villages? Ma'ishto b'sela, the mafling. Why buy a sela with mafling between the big cities and the small cities? Well, ma'ishto b'talos, le mafling. We just say tagar, achiyira tagar. Just say talos also, until you get to Arab Shabbos, to the marketplace. Ma'baya, you're right. The Mishnah, it says talis, after you're a tiger, it's one of the big cities. The small cities, you have more time, taka, until you get to the store on Friday. A talis, you don't have to be a big professional. Even in the small villages, we have people who are bakiyim in talis. Like it says at Lakroiva, even your carve knows what a talis looks like. Sela, kibin lavkal inish kim lagava. Sela, not everyone's such a mumcha in Sela, not a professional, not a professional money changer, not such a big mumcha, El Shulchani, Hugo Krachli Ko Shulchani, Ashi Yo Shulchani. In the big cities, we have money changers until you show the Shulchani. But Kfarim, like a Shulchani, had the average of us, Sak Mashuka. In the small villages, there was no Shulchani until Erev Shabbos, where there's you go to the Shuk for food, then that's where you'll show it to someone who knows about coins. Mashaik in the Talis, every city has people, even the smallest villages, have people who are Bekim in the Talis, and therefore the Talis case is different than the case of our Mishnah by money. It said weiter in the Mishnah, if you recognize the person who gave you the coin, even after 12 months, I give it back to him. If it's a big city, until you show it to Shulchani. If it's a big city, he said 12 Shabbos. Now he's saying 12 months, what's going on here? Rav Chisda, Midas Chasidus Shanukan. It's a midas chasidus, which means midas chasidus is the guy comes to you 12 months, within 12 months, you give it back to him. That's midas chasidus. You should be a nice guy and give it back. It says, Loshon HaMishnah is that now who has trumas on what? What are we talking about? If the chasid has tarumas on the person who gave the coin back to him, he has terumas in him. So loy the kabbal of the way, don't bring a kabbal the coin back. Don't be a big tzaddik and then have tainus. Say, okay, I'm doing a few, but I'm so not right. Don't do that. Loy terumas. Don't be a big tzaddik. Don't take the coin back and don't have terumas. Bella, lech the kabbal of me now. The boss of the kabbal, terumas to have lay? The boss of the guy has a kabbal. The boss of the kabbal, terumas to have lay? You think you should have terumas after as a kabbal? So tomorrow, hoche kamar. Ha, acha, afa pish, eme kabbal menu. Ain loy love el tarumas. A boss of the kabbal minate. So he's saying like this: that if it's the guy who is with kabbal, so what will be the tarumas? So man, ilu chosid. That's one. So if someone says, if, and if not the chassid, well, the kabbalah minay, the boss the kabbalah terumas tavle, and so the guy who was makabbalah should have terumas afterwards. What he, like he took the coin back? What's the tainus? He might as well took it back. So who exactly has terumas? Elav terumas. What are we talking about? We're saying the chassid didn't have to do it. If he did it, he shouldn't have tainus. And if it's the other fellow, if it's the guy who got it, the guy who was misana, he shouldn't have tainus anymore. He shouldn't have tainus anymore. He got it back. He was misakin his chetz. What's the problem? Gemara says, you know what it means? It means like this: Hach kama ha'achar afa pi she'im mekablo imenu elav terumas. Which means like this: a chassid takes it back. If the guy is not a chassid, then all he can have is terumas. He's not to take it back after you reach the time, the statute of limitation of the Atzir al-Shulchani, the guy does not have to take it back, and if he's not a chassid, all you have on him is tarumus. Zok the Gemara Vayta. V'noyis de l'maisa sheini v'ein ha-choshe sheini l'nefesh ra. Which means that is that it's a good coin, this coin, and that is, the person is, that people don't accept it, only because of nefesh ra. But avada is considered a coin. So we're talking about a case where it went down in value, but not to oina. So even though some people don't take it, but that is just a kamtsonis. It's just being cheap. But be'etzem, it has its full din of a regular seller. Zog the Gemara. Omar ha-papa, shma minoa, hay man de moikim azuzi, mikri nefesh ra. You see from here, someone who's maimed from taking coins that don't have a little pagam, that's called, the guy is makbid, he only wants a full coin, that's called nefesh ra. V'hani milu l'sagilu, that's only if it's acceptable coin that can be used. If the coin cannot be used, of course, that's not a taina by him not accepting it. So after Gemara, this mishnah is v'siyel l'chizkiyah. The Omer chizkiyah say like this: Bar l'farta parta v'shavya. When you change a sella in Yerushalayim, you have to change it now into prutos in order to use the prutos in Yerushalayim to buy the ma'isa sheni food. That means you mechal ma'isa sheni on the sella, and I take the sella to Yerushalayim and I change in Yerushalayim. So halacha is your part of a shavya. Whatever they give you for that, that's your part for. And if the seller is worth less in value, you get less prutas. So what does that mean? My comma. So I thought this is what it means. Ha comma. Afa big shavala part of a shavya. Even though when you come to change it, you change it for the exact value. That means if it's not weighing 96 isrin, it's weighing 93 isrin, you get 93 isrin. Kushu mechal lo mechal b'yafa. But when I'm mechal, I could take 96 isrin worth of ma'isa sheni and mechal on the seller, even though the seller worth a little less. That's what the Gemara thinks Chizkiyah is saying. Chizkiyah's words are, bala part of the shavya. Bala chal mechal b'yafa means even though when it comes to changing, you do the shavya, when it comes to mechal, mechal b'yafa. Right, the Gemara, lemeimer the shavah chizkiyah mezalz ma'isa sheni. Do you see from here that chizkiyah holds that ma'isa sheni you can mezalz? You don't have to. You can even do a little less value. But I'm going to show you that when someone's paid to something according to chizkiyah, you always leave extra value in the coin. V'amar chizkiyah says ma'isa sheni shem shavah pruta. The luck is that if you have ma'isa sheni that's not worth the shavah pruta, you have to take that up to Yerushalayim itself, that the payers itself. You can't be paid it. It does not have the power to be mechul on the money when it's aimed by shal pruta. But Chizkiyah has an etza. He says, if I have ma'isa sheni less than shal pruta, there can't be tayfus on a pruta. Oimahu v'chaim shoy mechul al moyis harishaynos. He says that the ma'isa sheni and the chaimish, because we know when you pay the ma'isa sheni, you have to add a chaimish. So you say the ma'isa sheni and the chaimish, which means, let's say it's a half a pruta plus a fifth of a half a pruta. Mechul on moyis harishaynos. It's mechul on that money that I was paid the yesterday ma'isa sheni on. That money is $10. I want to do it on that. Why? Is there extra room on that $10 on that seller? Yeah. Lefishi efshel lo mitzamtzem ma'isav, because a person is not mitzamtzem ma'isav according to Chizkiyah. He always leaves extra. So what do you see? Not only doesn't he do less, he leaves extra money in the money. So how can you say Chizkiyah says I'm allowed to pay the ma'isa sheni on a coin that's worth less? He even give extra. So Mara says, you're right. You have to touch Chizkiyah different. When he says Yafa, it means like this: Mai be Yafa, be Tyrus Yafa. Which means, when you mechal Ma'isa Sheni, you mechal on the money you're for sure going to get for it. For example, if you have a seller that went down in value at 3 Yisrim, so you'll get from most money changers, you'll get, went down in value at 3, you'll still get, it starts at 98 Yisrim, you'll get 96 Yisrim. You went down 3, you know, most guys will give you 96. There's some guys who will give you over 95, and some guys only give you 94, because it looks like it's going down. So the Vadai value for this is 94 Yisrim for the seller. Zocht Chizkiyah, when it comes to Pai Dabai Sheni, all you get is 94 value on that. You have to take the value that's Vadois. That's Taris Yafa. So let's read in Sof. Yishem Ma'im Yafa, but Taris Yafa. The Trey Zilam is in the bay. You're not mezalzel two things. Which means that you're already being mezalzel by using a coin that's chasera, and that alone is not a good coin because it's missing something. So you're not going to and be paid as a full seller. You're not going to do both two things wrong. So one thing we let you do is that even though it's not a full seller, you can use it as a pidyon coin. But avad you have to use the vade value. That's what it means. So avik is part of a shavi. You do the shavias. When it comes here, you do the vade value get fit. The yafa, you do the vade value. And the opposite, the chizkiyah says you'll leave some room on the coin that has still extra room when it comes to the part of the ma'aser sheni.